This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. Coming up, Hot Shot. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. When it comes to identity theft, it's time to wake up and smell the coffee, particularly when the identity theft involves Starbucks. This case began when somebody stole a laptop from Starbucks, which contained the unencrypted names, addresses, and social security numbers of approximately 97,000 Starbucks employees. About 3 weeks later, Starbucks sent a letter to the employees alerting them to the theft and warning them to watch their financial accounts. Three employees brought a class action lawsuit for negligence and breach of contract. The court that first heard the case found they had no standing because they hadn't suffered any damage, but the Court of Appeals reversed, holding that threatened injury constitutes injury in fact, that the cases could go forward because of a credible threat of harm accompanied by generalized anxiety, stress, and worry. So I'm sure Starbucks is steamed, but they're in a latte trouble. The next stop, a tall order for court and jury. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law.